Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Gift of True Life.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to the crowd, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live for because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. In one of his apostolic letters, Pope Francis has written about the mystery of the astonishing gift to us of Christ's body and blood. Here is a short quote from it. Every gift, to be a gift, must have someone disposed to receive it. In this case, the disproportion between the immensity of the gift and the smallness of the one who receives it is infinite, and it cannot fail to surprise us. End quote. It was more than a surprise to those in today's gospel who heard Jesus say, The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. They, justifiably, I would say, questioned his claim. How can this happen? Eat his flesh? But Jesus continues to elaborate very solemnly on the reality that he is proclaiming, and it is all about true life and real food for sustaining that life. Two threads, one about life and living, and the other about eating and drinking, weave throughout these readings. A clear choice regarding true life and real food presents itself in the juxtaposition between foolishness and wisdom, especially in the first and second scripture passages. The opening words from Ephesians, the second reading, say plainly, Be careful how you live, and then straightforwardly asserts the requirements for wise living. For example, choose to become inebriated with the Holy Spirit rather than getting drunk with wine. And also understand the will of God rather than foolishness. Woman wisdom in the first reading sets the contrast in terms of immaturity or a life of insight. The passage from chapter 6 of John's Gospel presents the mystical component, if you will, of life and living, of eating and drinking. An awesome reality is proclaimed. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. This goes way beyond a physical action. We know we are hearing about a new kind of life and living. Life in Christ, yielding a new kind of energy. Christ now alive in us, in our minds, in our hearts, in our very being. As Pope Francis said, an immense gift, needing people disposed to receive it. Really, we are asked today to embrace the most profound sense of the word real or true, as in real presence and true food. Although this particular passage from John stresses more of an individual, personal relationship with Christ, we know full well from the whole of our scriptures on Eucharist that this is about more than any one individual. It is about communion, a sharing of this food with others, a living out of this awesome meal. The astonishing realization that we become what we eat propels us to walk and work together in our world of many hungers, not only with Christ, but as Christ. Thanks be to God.